Exclusive DeSantis campaign knocked on 2 million doors this election cycle. By Hannah Blow on November 4, 2022. The DeSantis campaign knocked on a historic 2 million doors across the Sunshine State this election cycle, Breitbart News learned exclusively. The accomplishment, formally announced Friday, days ahead of Election Day, serves as a testament to the mass grassroots initiatives and enthusiasm seen across the state in the weeks leading up to the election. According to the campaign, staffers and volunteers have knocked on 2 million doors this election cycle, spreading the word on DeSantis's leadership and devotion to keeping Florida free, free from coronavirus mandates, woke indoctrination in schools, efforts to defund law enforcement, and failed Democrat economic policies championed by President Biden as well as his ally, Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, who is challenging the governor. Notably, Crist recently gushed profusely over President Biden, who stumped for him in the Sunshine State this week, referring to the 79-year-old president as both ageless and timeless. "We are seeing such overwhelming enthusiasm because of the policy accomplishments we've been able to deliver for the people of Florida," DeSantis said in a statement following the historic news. "We have ensured parental rights in education, provided the largest tax relief package in state history, kept our communities safe, and restored our Everglades and natural resources. We've achieved so much in the past 4 years for Florida, and we've only just begun. Together, we will keep Florida free," he declared. The news comes on the heels of Florida's First Lady Casey DeSantis announcing the mobilization of 1.1 million moms via her Mamas for DeSantis initiative, which she launched over the summer. The original goal was to get a million moms, aspiring moms, grandmoms, abuelas, everyone to sign up in support of the governor, Casey DeSantis said at the time. She added that the support would show that if you have a backbone, you stand up for what you know in your heart is right, you don't read the headlines, and you're guided by principle, people will have your back. And this week, the organization surpassed its original goal. "We recently announced that 1.1 million Florida mamas have been mobilized through Mamas for DeSantis, and today's historic announcement is further proof that Florida is fired up and ready to work hard to re-elect our governor," the mom of three said in a statement following the news of the DeSantis campaign knocking on 2 million doors this election cycle. "Our incredible volunteers and supporters have powered the largest movement of parents in Florida history to re-elect Governor DeSantis," she added. While Crist has continued to praise Biden and attempt to distract from the issues, DeSantis made it clear during their first and only debate last week that the only worn-out old donkey I'm looking to put out to pasture is Charlie Crist. After the primary election, the governor reminded Floridians that freedom is on the line this November, and our bold agenda for parental rights in education, safe communities, a vibrant economy, and a protected environment is vital to keeping the state of Florida free. "Our state is worth fighting for, and I am calling on all Floridians to put on the full armor of God as we will fight tooth and nail to protect Florida from the destructive agenda of Joe Biden and his number one ally in Florida, Charlie Crist," he said, appealing to biblical principles in the battle against the radical left. This week's Real Clear Politics, RPC, average of polls has consistently shown DeSantis leading Crist by double digits. And unlike elections of the past, Republicans will enjoy a clear advantage going into Election Day, with more than 300,000 more registered Republicans than Democrats in the state. And even though we've never had an election in Florida history where we've had more Republicans than Democrats, this November, we will now have over 300,000 more Republicans than Democrats, DeSantis announced last month. Republicans are seeing positive trends in traditionally blue areas such as Miami-Dade in the days leading up to Election Day, further indicating a coming red wave.